This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
What I just said there, some of our listeners may not understand what I'm talking about. Google Voice. Google Voice, it's like having a concierge or a voice assistant. So you set the thing up and you can literally port your number to them, but then you're paying for it. It's free. Just as a kind of a call forwarding service. Somebody calls your Google Voice number and you get the call. It says call from. And then the person who is calling you will enter their name or say who they are. And then you have the option to either accept the call with number one or number two. It goes to voicemail. There's no number three. Get rid of them. But whatever. That's how it works. So I don't understand how you could possibly call yourself on your own phone. That's just me.
Could you conceivably call Google, just Google Voice thing and then have it call you back on your own?
Yeah, that's where it would call you, and then it'd be like call waiting. You'd have to tap the receiver or tap the button on your phone to pick up the other line. That's call waiting.
Okay? Right. So could you conceivably get a phone call like from your reminder service on your phone from your own number, or would it say Google Voice calling?
Or reminder service. They would call your phone because the reminder service is not on your phone.
Right. But it wouldn't call from your number. It would call from something else, right?
Probably. So, that's how I think about it. We're trying to get the logistics of something here. But if we're dealing with something that is technically beyond our normal reality, why would it matter? Therefore,
well,
reality would go out the window.
I mean, we know how digital systems work. They're binary codes and microchips. You don't, those numbers on the screen don't display unless all of those circuits are displaying and hooked up to make those letters and numbers happen. It's just not possible. How, Stephen, can we explain that? Have you got any ideas?
The only thing I can tell you is that spirits can manipulate energy and affect their environment. So in that same house, as we finished our investigation, we were all sitting in the living room talking. And all of a sudden, out of midair, a penny dropped onto Kayla's lap. And so that was an apport. You know, that was something that was materialized out of thin air. So I have no explanation for how they do it other than they're an energetic form and they understand how to manipulate energy. And I don't know the process, but I've seen other instances where apports have appeared and things have been moved in houses and that type of thing. So I don't know how they do it, but you know,
I can sort of see something like, you know, moving furniture around. I could even imagine something, you know, seemingly dropping out of thin air. I can kind of conceive how that might be done, but hacking a cell phone?
Well,
from the other side, like, you know.
To be fair to everybody here, we're dealing with paranormal phenomena. We're dealing with something that is outside of our reality. In which case, what we presume to be the laws of physics, what we presume to be our reality, doesn't apply. So I suppose anything can happen. I mean, if we can have a ghost, if it is really the spirit of a dead person, well, we assume they can do things that are beyond our conception of reality, but it doesn't mean I believe in ghosts.
The thing is, this isn't the first time we've heard of this either. I'm pretty sure we've had several people who are into exploring ghosts and afterlives on it. And this year, I've heard that before as well. They've got a call on their phone from their own number. And so this has become a little bit more curious.
Well, you know, you can also, Randall, hack the phone. The phone caller ID can be hacked easily. It's a very common technique used with robocallers. People trying to call you up, they want you to accept the call because most people get a call from a number they don't recognize. They won't answer or they'll pick it up and hang up. But what they do, these robocallers, is they will pick and exchange a area code and exchange near one that's close to yours. So already you think it may be something that you should accept or at least consider. So sure, if we can do that electronically, fake a caller ID, well, then that's different.
Well, I guess look at Snowden. He says you think, you know, they can hack your camera and listen too. So, I mean, if the guy goes into the closet with his phone and they're hacking the camera.
Then again, if you watch a lot of these TV shows, especially ones with the computer nerd of the week, this is a common trope in some TV shows where you have a computer nerd. Quite often he's a reformed hacker, and he will do things in 2 seconds that no normal computer expert could do in a week or a month or a year. I mean, I remember, I'll give you one example as we progress into the possibility of digital trickery here. In the movie True Lies, which is, what, 1990 or something, the Arnold Schwarzenegger film, and he plays a spy, and Jamie Lee Curtis is his unknowing wife. And he works for a super secret agency where they have the computer hacker saying, hey, this is encrypted. It'll take me a couple of minutes to break through it. Oh, yeah? Well, the film's only 2 hours. You got to do something pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Well, oh, yeah. You know, I'm not saying, okay, because, you know, I might sound skeptical that I'm saying, you know, that it's not happening or the guy's fabricating a story. That strange things do happen with technology. And it just kind of fascinates me when it comes to something like a cell phone because of the kind of technology that we're dealing with. I mean, it's no longer simply, you know, the wind-up robot is suddenly, you know, going across the floor, or the TV turns on by itself, that kind of thing, you know.
Right.
This is taking that phenomena to a whole new level. You know, we've heard of batteries going dead quite regularly. Has that happened to you guys?
Well, I don't really use a whole lot of equipment. I take one EMF meter in with me in a digital audio recorder because I always record every investigation, just have a record of it. But the reason I take the EMF meters in is because sometimes we run into a situation where there's bad wiring in a house. There's massive amounts of EMF from that or from maybe transmission lines. We had one house where the transmission line was literally in the backyard, and it was interesting because when the three of us worked in there, we immediately had like massive headaches, and Kayla and Jennifer were like dampened. They couldn't pick up on anything hardly. So we, at one point, we asked our guides to make some kind of adjustments to where we could work in that environment. But I had that EMF meter with me. In fact, there's a little video I put on my website, our website or Facebook page, I think, and showing that situation. So it was off the scale. And the poor lady that was living in the house, she was being bombarded by that energy that was being generated from those transmission lines. So, yeah, check for that. And then occasionally spirits will interact. Like I've had situations early on when I didn't have my clairsentience developed as fully as I do now, where I would get some interaction between a spirit and the equipment. But what I found that when there's competent mediums involved in a situation on site, the spirit energies won't mess with the equipment. They won't waste their time, rather, with equipment because, you know, it's easier for them to communicate with the medium. So we don't have a whole lot of interaction with equipment. And I don't take anything. The things I take in there, I can hold one in my right hand, one in my left hand. And a lot of times I'll even let the client carry the EMF meter around so they feel like they're more involved in the process because we really don't need them.
What about cameras?
You know, it's so rare to capture anything in a photo that's genuine. I've got 3 pictures on our website that I feel are genuine spirit energy photos because when I took the photos, there was a medium involved in that situation that was either telling me to take the photo or was having an experience. So there was kind of some corroborating evidence that was taking place at the same time. But in my experience, I've seen, well, when I saw that little girl run across the doorway in the house that night. I didn't have a camera with me, of course. The other time I've seen a full-bodied apparition was in an antebellum home in Bolivar, Tennessee, which is a little town east of Memphis.
We've got more to come. We're Stephen, okay. Gene, and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
I guess we didn't cover this, really. You have a family at home that puts up with your ghost hunting or your spiritual renewals and everything?
No, actually, my daughter is in California, and I'm divorced, so I don't bug anybody with any of this stuff. I'm
lots of free time.
I'm a bachelor, so I can come and go as I please, and I do have other activities other than my jobs. I also have a development circle that I formed at the first of the year. So Kayla and Jennifer are both in that circle. So it's a practice circle. We do readings on each other. There's some other friends that are mediums in this area that are also in the circle. So we'll meet a couple of times and during the month and do exercises and practice to try to develop our abilities even further. So, you know, there's other things too that I'm involved in, but mostly it's kind of centered around this work.
Just before the break there, you mentioned that you do have three photographs on the MemphisGhostInvestigations.com website. You know, a couple of them look to me like they could be some sort of artifact, but who knows for sure. But there is another one, the very first one. This is at an antiques and collectibles shop, it looks like. It looks like an older building. It's got five steps up to a deck. And just at the deck where you're entering in, there's this orb. It looks like a white-colored, perfectly circular orb sitting there, very distinct. I mean, not just a blurry kind of, you know, maybe fuzzy area or something that, you know, someone might say, oh, you know, that's just a flash artifact. This looks quite different. What, you took that picture?
I did.
And did you see that thing before you took the picture?
No, but you know who you're looking at right there? You're looking at Alice, manifested in spirit energy form.
Oh.
So I had encountered Alice in July of 2007 when I was on a family vacation. I had that. I didn't tell you about my experience, Doug. So I stopped at that little driveway that's to the left of that house you're looking at in that picture. My daughter and I were riding bicycles, and I had this urge that I should stop there. And I had an EMF meter with me, and that was really my first major psychic experience I ever had. So I knew there was a little girl there. I knew what she looked like. She was wearing a blue dress. She had blonde hair. Her name was Alice. And I would make these statements to her. I would say, "You're a little girl, right?" And she would answer with my meter. She'd make it light up and sound off. So I knew she was there. And then I came back in September of that same year to speak at a conference down there. So, you know, the first place I went when I got back down there, I went to that house. And I took the meter with me, and she started interacting with me again. That's when I snapped that picture. So that was a picture of her spirit energy before she crossed over, because I told Linda, I had met Linda the next night after I took that photo, told her about Alice. She went back the following night and crossed, helped her cross over, and so that's when she started appearing around me. So that's actually Alice, I believe.
So the camera could pick that up, but
yeah,
you weren't able to see her yourself.
No, I could sense her. I mean, I could see her in my mind's eye. I knew exactly what she looked like, but I didn't see her as an orb of energy. Now, I have seen those. I've actually seen physically seen orbs of light in houses before. They're usually small. They're usually about the size of a marble, maybe a little larger, and they'll kind of shoot through an area real quickly. So I've seen that before.
Now the next one here, it looks like it's in a cemetery, a graveyard somewhere.
It is, yeah.
So did you see any of these before the pictures were developed or shown to you? Were these digital cameras or film cameras?
The first one of Alice was a digital camera. That the other one that you're talking about there was a Polaroid, because I had read at one point that Polaroid was a very sensitive medium for capturing spirit energy. So those two ladies that are shown in that photo, that's Shelley Sullivan and Michelle King. Those were the two ladies who co-founded the Ghost Stalkers of West Tennessee. And early on, we would just go to cemeteries because we just didn't have a lot of, residential work at that time. So we were at a cemetery that they had heard about, and Michelle was developing as a medium. And so there was an angry spirit there, and I think she's touching a tombstone or something. So he was basically harassing her at that point, and he was smoking or anything like that. So. Still there?
Oh, yeah, I was. Okay. But for a second, I thought you guys dropped off there again because, yeah, you were saying
This happens a lot when I do interviews. There's usually a lot of spirit interference. Don't be shocked if it happens.
Yeah, right after you said that this energy seemed to be harassing her, you were gone. I don't know if you stopped talking there or actually did.
Some beeping noise or something going on.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, it got so intense that we had to all leave. And that energy actually kind of chased us for a little while in the car.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
It was an older man. He was really upset. He was angry that we were there.
Nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then the third one, this looks like it's also outside. It looks like an old building, at least 100 years old by the looks of it.
Yeah, that's an interesting photo because when I was down in Georgia and we went to Andersonville, I had read, you know, of course, when I'm in an area, I always try to go to as many places around as I can that have a history. That house is the house that Jimmy and Rosalind Carter, President Carter, when they were newlyweds, they lived in that house. And Rosalind would see a lady dressed in white come from the woods and walk up towards the house, and she'd disappear, if I remember the story correctly. So anyway, we stopped there and pulled into the driveway, and I was with a different medium at that point, and she's extremely gifted and very clairvoyant. So at one point she said, there's a lady who's walking off of the porch, take a picture. And that's when I took that picture. So I feel like that's the energy of the lady in white that Rosalind would see.
Something going on there.
Yeah.
Interesting. So
that's not a flash picture either. That's just a regular photo.
So, okay. So you guys have got a group going. You've got some experience. You've gone out. You've all experienced some things that are, say, beyond the normal, the paranormal, at the very least. Mm-hmm. People can get a hold of you on your website at memphisghostinvestigations.com. You've got a number there. Mm-hmm. Do you charge anything to come out to look at people's houses or look into their cases?
We'll go into their case philosophy and get the answer to that question in the next segment. Okay. The reason we have to rush like that is because we have this clock on the wall. It's all done by computer. It's all digital. And there are no ghosts involved in setting up these commercial announcements that I know about, Stephen Williams. Gene Steinberg, J. Randall Murphy. Two more segments. You're in.
The Paracast.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Joe Biden, the apparent Democratic nominee for president, denied a former staffer's claim of sexual assault and called for the release of any potential records related to the allegation, except those at the University of Delaware.
No, it is not true. I'm saying unequivocally, it never, never happened.
and it didn't. It never happened.
In a written statement issued just before the interview, Biden called the allegations, quote, complicated, and said women deserve to be treated with dignity and respect.
Believing women means taking the woman's claim seriously when she steps forward and then vet it, look into it. That's true in this case as well.
The former staffer, Tara Reid, has asserted in numerous media interviews that she's filed personnel complaints with the Senate alleging she faced harassment in Biden's office. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Torme, screenwriter, producer. You're listening to Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
As we proceed, Randall, I kind of had to catch you two in the middle of a question because the spirits beyond of the commercial break had interrupted us. Go ahead.
Yeah, we were just before the break there, just actually talking a bit about the money. There are people that do charge a bit for their services or for their courses. And is this a business for you guys, or how is it that you guys support yourselves while you're doing this?
No, we view it as service work. In all the 18 years that I've been involved in paranormal investigation and spirit rescue, I've never taken a penny for any of it. All the money, the travel money, everything comes right out of my pocket. A lot of times people will try to pay you. They're so extremely grateful after you put an end to the disturbances that they're having there, or just to get some answers and, you know, some guidance. So what we always ask them to do, if they want to express their gratitude, we ask them to make a donation to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, which is our favorite charity. It's right here in our hometown of Memphis, Tennessee. They can either just make it anonymously, or they could do it in our name. It doesn't really matter to us. So a lot of times they'll do that. They'll make a little donation to St. Jude, which is great. We also have some T-shirts on our website. There's a little link down at the bottom of every page where we do a fundraiser thing for St. Jude. We don't get any money from those T-shirt sales. It goes directly to St. Jude. That's another way we try to support that charity.
Well, I really respect that. That's pretty cool. What can you tell our listeners to look out for if they're thinking of getting this kind of investigation done and you guys aren't available because, you know, they're in a different part of the country? You know, how do you pick out a reputable ghost rescuer, spirit clearer, clairvoyant, sentient person? What credentials?
Well, that's a tough call. When I got involved, it was in 2002. That was 2 years before TAPS started on Sci-Fi and all the other shows that followed after that. So now there's just so many paranormal enthusiasts that will put up a little Facebook page and claim to be paranormal investigators. And I think a lot of these groups are maybe out for the chills and thrills and to want to experience something. So I don't know. It's kind of hard to find someone. I would do a lot of research and see if the group has been around for a long time. Usually those are the more established groups that have, you know, done the work for a long time and have a lot of experience. One thing that still kind of pains my heart is that many of these groups, still the ones that have even been working for a long time, they will go into a person's home And their primary objective is to collect evidence, which is fine. I mean, it validates to the homeowner that something is going on, but it doesn't really affect any kind of positive change other than that, especially in terms of the disturbances that are going on there. Because if there is a spirit, in my experience, if there's a spirit or two or whatever in a house, the reason they're doing those things is they're trying to get someone's attention because they need help and they don't know where to go, how to escape from the situation they found themselves in. So I think if there's groups that use mediums, I think that's a really good thing, because usually those people are more perceptive and a lot of times are able to communicate with whoever's there and find out why they're there. And then if they have any kind of knowledge about transitioning spirits, then they can, you know, they can affect that positive change, which is really the most important thing.
But there's no sort of paranormal services registry where people can get a paranormal investigator certificate that is
No.
Somehow recognized, you know?
No, I think, you know, it's just a matter of different levels of experience. And there are some sites you search around for ghost hunters listing or paranormal investigators listing. You're going to find sites, a couple of sites online where people have offered a service where different groups can put their information in, but you don't know who you're getting through those services. So yeah, it's kind of a trial and error thing. There are some groups in our area, in Tennessee and Arkansas and Mississippi, that I respect. But the ones that I really admire the most these days are the ones that are doing rescue work. Particularly, there's a rescue medium, spiritual medium up in New Hampshire. Her name is Amy Major. And she's written two books on spirit rescue. One's called Toward the Light, and one's called Like the Way. So if anyone's really interested in exploring the concept of spirit rescue and how it works and how her methods, she's written those two books. They're on Amazon. I'm actually working on a book right now, about halfway through with it, which will be my perspective on spirit rescue and how to do it.
Welcome to the Club of Book Writing. Keep us posted as it goes. Okay. Fast question here, though. We're in different parts of the world. We have listeners all across the world, Australia, everywhere. Mm-hmm. We haven't talked to anybody from China yet. But you never know what's going to happen. All right. I live in some other place. I'm looking for the local person involved in looking into the ghost situation or the spirit rescue. How do I know I can find somebody who knows what they're doing if there's no real registry or way of testing to see that a person knows what they're doing and can do something to help me? I mean, you can just hang out your shingle and say, I'm the one.
Yeah, it's a tough proposition there to find someone.
Do you network with other groups or like-minded groups at all in your area?
And so I'm trying to look at websites and see if they're fairly decent looking websites, if they're not all weird. You know, I don't want anybody like that. And also look at their credentials and how many investigations they've done, that type of thing. And if they're leaning towards rescue work or anything like that, those are the ones that I'm going to gravitate towards and try to maybe recommend on our site. So I'm in the process of maybe kind of compiling one at this point. But there's really no directory anywhere that I know of. The one thing that we do, and we're starting to do a little bit more of this, is we can work remotely. Especially Jennifer has actually helped some clients over in East Tennessee and one in Oklahoma just over the phone. So she's able to read the energy. She doesn't really have to be on site, and she can get on a phone call with someone and tell who's at that location and affect positive change and also do kind of some clearing work there. So she's very busy right now, so it's a service we don't advertise or offer that much. But occasionally, if it's, you know, an extreme situation, we'll offer that to the client if we can't find someone to refer them to in their area.
Right. That sounds like a positive way to go. Before the last break there, you got talking a bit about taking an EMF meter in and measuring to make sure that you don't have a lot of EM interference going on in the place where you're investigating, and that you and your team are quite sensitive to it. And personally, although there are skeptics that say that there is really nothing to that, I do believe that it affects me. I don't have wireless routers in my house. I don't use a cell phone. And I've met a lot of people who feel the same way. Now, there's some science behind it to support it, maybe not as much as the skeptics would like, but I think there is something to it. And when we had on our show Brian Bonner from Rocky Mountain Paranormal, who is someone I think you would like to network with, he talked about a case where they went in and had a similar situation to what you did, where you were saying that there were some heavy power lines. Well, apparently in the one location they were at, there was a cell tower.
And you know, folks, we got a break and one more segment to spend with Stephen Williams. You know, maybe we should be doing the networking here. We have so many fascinating guests. We have Kevin Killen, who had a lifetime of ghosts and apparition experiences. Brian Bonner, as you mentioned, of course, Stephen. Possibilities. More to come with James, Stephen, and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Name Cheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First game Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We could do some kind of virtual event because, you know, physical events are no longer really happening as they used to, particularly now that we have the virus that some people believe has already been solved and didn't happen. But for those who believe it did, or maybe had some personal experience with friends and family members, maybe we can do something virtually, like get a whole bunch of people.
Hey, I think that's not a bad idea, Gene, actually, because for starters, we do try to take a sensible approach to it. We're not just simply wide-eyed believers. We do ask questions that make people think more about what's going on and hopefully lead people to question and look for explanations. Just before the break there, we were talking about Brian Bonner from Rocky Mountain Paranormal, who on one of their investigations discovered that there was a cell tower just outside the wall of one of their clients. And they concluded that it was actually causing their person that they were dealing with to have these hallucinations that they were describing about creatures in their room at night. You know, these things do happen. You know, how are we supposed to, I guess, then, if that's the case, if these types of experiences can be brought on by some sort of EM radiation, how do we know that they're actually, say, people in the afterlife instead of some sort of electromagnetic phenomena that we just don't understand?
I don't have an answer to that. All I know is that when I've had communication with my loved ones from the other side, my parents, and other people that I've known, you know, the information that comes through is very personal. It's something that I can validate when I hear it. Other than the obvious explanation, which feels right to me. Again, it feels right to me. It's kind of an intuitive thing. You know, that's my take on it. So I don't know. I mean, there could be an argument for what you're talking about there, too.
Well, that's at least, you know, open-minded enough, you know, to consider that there could be alternate explanations.
Sure.
And at least you also do make an effort to try to look for alternate explanations, I assume. So maybe, you know, just before we close in our last segment here, you could tell us maybe about a couple of those where you've discovered that, you know, you've gone in, there really wasn't anything there, but you were able to determine that the person did experience something, but it wasn't what you thought it was.
Yeah, last year I had to make a trip over in the Nashville area, and Kayla and Jennifer were not able to go with me on that particular investigation. There was a client there that had a lot of claims, made a lot of claims. Went into the house. I did pick up on two spirit energies there, but she was claiming that there were a lot of energies there and that she was seeing faces come out from the wall and this and that, which, you know, I went to the spot where she described all this. I didn't see anything. I didn't feel anything. So I felt certain that that was either an embellishment or she was having, you know, some kind of experience that wasn't valid. So when I went through the house with the meter just to be sure, you know, that there was any wiring issue or anything like that, her bed was right up against the power source for the house, where the power came into the house to the big cable.
The transformer? Whatever.
Yes, sir. She was basically, her head was in a massive EMF field every night. You know, I told her, I said, you know, you need to either get out of this room and move your bedroom to another room in the house, or at least move your bed away from this area. And I think that was really affecting her to a certain extent. Now, there was some energy in the house. She'd had some experiences, but it was expanding it for her in a sense, or confusing her to where maybe she thought there was more going on than really was happening there. Yeah, that was just one in particular I remember.
Very interesting. I find this relationship between EM and the phenomena to be, I'd say, more than coincidental.
Oh, there's definitely a correlation. That's the main reason I take those meters in there. If we feel something, for some reason, we're blocked, I know that there's usually some kind of EMF cause for that. You know, I want to check and see where it's coming from. You know, some of these older houses have such terrible wiring in them that we want to eliminate that as you know, possibility for these people having multiple experiences or more, you know, more things that they feel like is going on that really is.
Have you got any upcoming investigations that are scheduled on your calendar?
Well, we do have two. We're supposed to go to these two houses. One's over in Arkansas, one's in a little town north of here. And we were supposed to go, of course, this month, but you know, we're on lockdown here until Monday. And they're going to start facing us in over three different phases. So we've got one scheduled on May 15th and one on the 22nd, which involves some travel. And, of course, we want to be safe ourselves as we're traveling together. Jennifer has some autoimmune issues, so we want to be sure she's safe and not expose her to anything until this is passed, you know, pretty much. So we may have to even, you know, move those investigations beyond that date. But those are coming up, and we're excited about that, to get back out in the field and, you know, start helping people again.
I like the idea of you guys saying that you want to maybe do some remote sessions mm-hmm. with people, because so many businesses are doing that now. They're having to switch to making it online, and at least it's a possibility. I mean, before the internet, what were people supposed to do? They would just have to huddle down in their houses and shelter in and hope that it, you know, it passed quick enough before all the you know, their money in their bank ran out. At least the internet now can facilitate people, I guess, connecting with people virtually is better than not at all.
Mm-hmm. That's right. It's a good source of communication.
Right. And yeah. Back at the beginning of the show, you were even saying that you are able to do that. You can get a sense mm-hmm. of people. I've got to ask you, do you get a sense that Gene and I are okay, or are we the bad guys here?
It's against universal law to read a person without their permission. So I'm not tuning into you guys specifically or your energy, but if you had someone hanging out there with you, if I really paid attention and focused and tuned in, if you had a spirit in the house, maybe your great-grandmother was visiting or something in spirit form, yeah, I'd be able to pick up on that.
Maybe we'll have you come back on our premium show. We've made a few forays into dealing with people who were psychics, and the experiences, I'll be blunt about it, have been mixed with regard to me. Now, it may just be me. I may be the wrong person. You may listen to me and say, you know, this guy doesn't believe in anything. He's a loser. Forget about him. But on the other hand, maybe things will happen. Stephen Williams, it's been fun talking with you, and I kind of hope we can have you come back and maybe bring Kayla back when she's feeling better and we can try some other things. Tell our listeners, if they're curious more about the work you do, where do they go to find more?
Okay, we have a website that's MemphisGhostInvestigations, that's plural, .com. They can also reach us through MemphisSpiritRescue.com, which will direct to that other website. We're on Facebook. You can find us by searching for Memphis Ghost Investigations and Spirit Rescue. And then you can call us. The number is 901-877-8406.
And he won't be called by his own number with somebody spoofing his caller ID. I promise you. You can find us on Twitter. Look for the Paracast. Look for a couple of Paracast fan clubs, communities, whatever the heck they are, on Facebook. We also have branded merchandise for the Paracasts, different logos, including a great one that Randall did. Four different sets of branded merchandise. If you go to the Paracast.shop, that's S-H-O-P, just like it sounds, the Paracast.shop. We also have the Paracast Plus, which is the very, very best way to enjoy this show and our companion show after the Paracast, exclusively available to those who subscribe to the Paracast Plus. And certainly as a result of the coronavirus, we have slashed prices to the bone, 40% and more. For subscriptions to the Paracast Plus, go to theparacast.plus, P-L-U-S, theparacast.plus. For more information, you get the After the Paracast podcast with lots of exclusive content, fascinating interviews. We had, for a while, we had the latest UFO sighting updates. I mean, really fascinating, and you never know what's going to happen. We also offer a version of this show that is freed, speaking of freeing people, freed of the network ads with better quality audio. For more information on the Paracast Plus, go to theparacast.plus, theparacast.plus. Stephen Williams, I really thank you for writing us that you existed, and we're glad to have you on the show. We look forward to hearing from you again in the future.
I appreciate it so much to be able to share some of my experiences with your listeners and to inform people about Spirit Rescue. It's my passion.
Featuring Gene Steinberg is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.